B-Pod Studios.
Delaney, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Haley, you think that your boyfriend's hairdresser is coming between the two of you?
I do. So, Justin, he's been seeing this woman and, like, to get his hair cut, obviously, for over 5 years, and he just talks about her all the time, and he goes to get his hair cut every other week. It just feels a little weird to me, the way he talks about her so much.
But you know what? A lot of people have really deep relationships and close relationships with their hairdressers, and there's nothing physical going on.
I mean, yeah, I do get that. I do understand that. You know, bartenders, hairdressers, and therapists. Like, all the same thing.
Right.
But the other day, I went, like, he had his appointment, and I was just going to surprise him. I also was a little curious, but also, like, I genuinely just wanted to surprise him, have us go out. And I get to the hair salon, and he's not there. And Trisha, that's his hairdresser, isn't there either. And I asked the front desk, and I was like, hey, is my boyfriend Justin had an appointment. Is Trisha in? I think she's, like, working on him. And she says, the front desk person just says, like, oh, Trisha's out to lunch with a client.
To kind of build up the story here a little bit, did you call him right after that? Did he blow you off? I mean, what happened?
So here's the thing. He doesn't know that I know that he went to lunch with Trisha. I said to him later, I was like, oh, hey, how was your appointment? And he just says, oh, great. Doesn't say anything about lunch.
Okay.
Doesn't say anything about her at all.
I'm going to go and give him a phone call. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Justin, please.
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Justin. My name is Daniela. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I'm calling with great news. We're giving away $100 in beautiful free red roses on Facebook, and one of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your name to get the roses.
Oh, wow.
Is that something you'd be interested in, free red roses?
Yeah, sure. What do I have to, I don't have to, like, sign up for anything or?
No, it's not a recurring charge. I don't even need a credit card from you. I just, it's a promotion. And if you have someone in mind that you'd like to send these romantic roses to, I can take care of that for you very quickly.
Sure.
Okay. So let's start with the person that you'd like to send them to.
I'd like to send them to Trisha.
Okay. And I also have a card to go with Trisha's roses. I'll get her address from you here in a moment, but what would you like to put on her roses?
Here's a little something for you to display at work. Don't tell anybody who it's from.
Okay.
What the hell? What?
Hey, Justin, that is your girl, Haley. You're on War of the Roses with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
What are you doing with her?
I'm not doing anything. She's your friend.
Tell them who it's from. What are you doing with her? I came to the hair salon that day, Justin. I know you weren't there. You weren't getting your hair cut. What are you actually doing with her?
The person at the front desk said that Trisha was out with a client. That has to be you. It doesn't look good.
Are you stalking me, Haley? Like, what is going on here?
No,
I feel like you're just kind of, like, setting me up for everything. Like, what is...
You know, joke's on me. What, more important, why are you sending her flowers, and why are you telling her not to tell anybody?
Because I'm sending her flowers.
Why are you sending me flowers? You've been dating for, like, almost a year.
And so romantic roses mean nothing to you.
What are you doing with her? Are you sleeping with her? You're sleeping with her.
Listen, we should talk about
yes
this later.
No.
Sounds like a yes to me, Haley.
Yeah.
That's great. You know what? I hope she cuts her head off next time.
Oh, wow.
That's what I hope for you.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.